You're listening to Ignite Your Success, a podcast that inspires fitness professionals to build a strong business that enables them to serve more people and engineer the lifestyle they desire. It's Brad Shepherd here, and together with Jason Yabanowicz, we're best known for running Trainer HQ, a community of passionate and profit-hungry fitness business owners that make a massive difference in others' lives every day. Each episode, we'll unpack for you exactly what's working and deliver best practice strategies so you can confidently grow your business and make a huge impact. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Ignite Your Ultimate Success podcast. And today, myself and Mr. Jason Yabanowicz, we're joined by a very special guest. Jace, can you please introduce this mountain of a man?
Well, I'm going to, but I'm just trying to get my flexed arm on there going on. But I'd like to introduce Darren Donaldson. Give him a round of applause.
Oh. Stop it.
Crowd goes stop it. Fucking crazy.
Jeez, those watching the video, there's some beef in this video, isn't there, hey?
If you're not watching it, you need to get on and watch the YouTube version. It's insane.
And we are completely and utterly outflexed, aren't we, big fella?
I'm trying my hardest, but I've given up.
You've been conscious.
How tall are you?
6'4".
6'4", and what are you weighing at the moment?
Dainty 129.
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
129, and, Jesus.
And I'll tell you what, it's not... There's not a lot of fat there, is there?
But no. Not much.
Well, not around the guts anyway. Nah. He's happy to show you later. Mate, guys. Big DD as we call you. Big DD. Welcome, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you along, man.
We love these episodes because it's the ability to showcase really exceptional talent and people that we get to work with, but more importantly, we get to see people all the time at the start of the journey, don't we? And you know, then follow their journey through and what's achievable. So it's a really, and again, another inspirational story about what's possible when you surround yourself with like-minded people. So we're going to kick off by give us a bit of background on who is Darren Donaldson, apart from a walking fucking mountain. What's your background, and mate, when did you get into the industry? Where did that all kick off for you?
I basically got into the industry about 10 years ago, mm-hmm. as a qualified PT. Mm-hmm. But I've been training people, you know, for a long time. I've been in this industry for over 20 years, all the different styles of training and everything like that. I was lifting weights in grade 9 at school. Mm-hmm. I've always enjoyed lifting weights. I never was much into team sports, so I was always doing solo stuff. I was training with the football teams in grade 11, grade 12. And then, pretty well just stuck in the gym life, didn't I? And kept going. And then I would have been watching C.T. Fletcher.
Right.
And my wife was watching that with me. And she said, oh, you could do this. Because at the time I was doing security. And that was fun. But, like, can't do that all your life, you know. So I was thinking about doing other stuff. And I seen C.T. getting around doing stuff. And I thought, well, yeah, we can do that. So then I went and got qualified and... I was fortunate enough to walk into the cave gym, met Alicia there, and she gave me a crack, and well, the rest is pretty well history. So now we're pretty big.
It's I liked at the very start you said I become a qualified PT versus the ones that aren't qualified, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Sorry, no influences back then, was there, mate?
No.
It's so cool. And speaking about the cave gym, Toowoomba, so a great part of the world. So just tell us a bit about, like, you know, what this place is like, because it's really iconic from what, you know, we've been there, we've been a part of it. So you describe it to us, the cave gym.
Well, you know, quick plug, this is the greatest gym in Australia. But the cave gym caters for everything. Like, you know, you've got all the upstairs equipment. Downstairs you can lift all the big weights if you want. We've got a rock climbing wall. And then we've got all the wellness stuff, like your ice baths, massage chairs and everything. It's a massive complex. There's over 2,000-something members there now, and there's still plenty of room for everybody. Like, so, yeah, it's a great place to work. I've been there the whole time since I've been PTing. Like, I've been at the cave the whole time, and I love it.
Yeah, we had the benefit of doing some work with Alicia and the team. It's when you just relocated, so they had the original facility there, and then they've entered the new one now, which has been there for a while.
Yep.
And It's very, yeah. What I love is, again, Alicia's at the forefront of it. She's the owner, but also very involved in it, the community that you've got there.
Yeah, and that's the best thing I like about it too. Like, it's not the big franchise gym. Like, Alicia is the owner. Mm. When I first started there, I think we had 170 members back in the old gym.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
You can tell it's grown a bit now. So, yeah.
I think even when you moved there, it was about 900. So now, yep. I think you said they're at 2,400 members.
2,400, yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Wow.
Yep.
That's amazing. And you speak about dumbbells and we speak about the weights, the dumbbells down there. I mean, geez, what do they go to cater for you, big dog?
We got the hundreds there. Like, so they get a bit of dust on them in the off season. But we got dumbbells all the way to 100. And there's a lot of big lifters at the Cave Gym. And, like, it's for everybody, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, outstanding.
Phenomenal. So let's talk about the early days of your journey in the fitness industry. So as you describing to us a bit before, you were working in security. So how many years were you sort of doing security plus PT and so forth?
It would have been about 2 years I was doing that. So just to start with, I wanted to have some backup income to basically build up to go from security to the PTing. And then I was doing, $30 for 30 minutes at the time. So, you know. Big dollars, but I was very busy, so I was working ridiculous hours. And once I gave the security up, I was doing 64 sessions a week, roughly 64, 66 sessions a week. And yeah, I didn't know much better really, so I was just working hard. And then I came and seen you guys,
yep.
With Clayto, and that was our first introduction to each other.
Yep,
and I learnt. I'm doing this all fucking wrong, aren't I? So, and then the rest is there. Here we are.
So, mate, $30 for 30 minutes. And I guess, you know, back in then and to think about that experience back then, you probably didn't know any different and you're probably thinking this is fantastic, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because I come from, like, you know, security, concreting and everything like that. So
yeah,
that was good rate per hour, wasn't it? You know, so
yeah.
To me, I thought that's what we're worth. That's what you're worth kind of thing. And I was shocked when... I came and seen you guys and I heard what everyone else was doing and I'm like, oh, yeah, right, I've got to change this up. So
that was in 2019, you came to the 2-day event that we ran here, actually where our office is located. And I think I remember catching glimpses of you during that time. You know, we see that look in people's eyes where they go, holy fuck, right.
Yeah, that would have been me.
But in a good way, meaning like there's so much more potential that's possible.
Yeah.
You know. To achieve. So that was then. And I mean, I guess at that point in your business career, what were some of the, I guess, the mind shift changes or the beliefs and things like that that you had to, I guess, look at, develop or change to then change your situation?
The biggest one would have been what my actual value was.
Right.
Mm. So I was like, well, you know, why do 64 sessions like this when I can charge out a bit more and work less and still achieve the same result? So. Mm. That was the first stepping point, so I bumped myself up to $40 a session.
Hey, is that not fucking funny?
You know, big time. And even with that small change in things, because the biggest thing, and I think...
Well, what were you doing? You were doing 60-something sessions.
64 right? sessions.
So you go then $10 increase. That's a fair bit of increase already just from that $10.
From that one move.
Just one move. And then I noticed that, like, I was like, well... I don't need to work 64 hours, do I? And so then we changed that module up a bit. And I think the biggest thing, honestly, man, was just learning my value. Like, so much in this industry, a lot of people undercharge and think they're doing all right, I guess. And you just don't know really what your worth is.
Yeah. And notable things, I'd say that, again, money aside, you know, even though your rate was $30 for $30, the thing that I, you know, it's clear from seeing your journey is your passion, your drive, dedication to want to help people, to provide an outstanding service. You know, not only have you learned about the business, but I know you've also kept educating yourself technically as well. So they're the things I want to also get across, that, you know, even though you're undercharging what you're worth, your dedication and drive and passion to help others was evident. And I don't think it matters if you're charging 30. If you don't have those things, you'd be broke and you will have fuck all clients.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. 100%.
And speaking of experience, I mean, you look at from yourself, Big DD, there, training from such a young age, your years of experience, everything that you've done personally, and you bring that to the industry as well. And there's just that wealth of knowledge and experience, but you seriously kept upskilling and, you know, going to that next level.
Yeah.
And your client's a testament of it, because we constantly see your people who really are walking, talking evangelists for your business, right?
Yeah.
They're constantly posting, they're sharing and so forth.
Tagging just nonstop. It's just every day. That's the difference you're making in those people's lives, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's the relationships that we build too. Like I've been told a lot that changing people's lives and everything, and you just love doing it. And half the time, you're not even thinking about what's going on. They're just having a good time training and that. And the next minute, well, we dropped a few dress sizes and they're playing with the children more and everything like that. Just all common goals, really.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, oh, you go.
Yeah, and now your journey with us into 2020, you kicked off and you turn up and you go, all right, I'm ready. It's time to take it to the next level. So tell us a bit about the mindset shift when you moved into, I guess, Donaldson's health and well-being. What went on? What was going on for you at that time?
The biggest mind thing I had to come to terms with was working, like, you know, on the business and off the business and for the business and everything like that. So going from the worker to, hey, look, I do own a business and I do own a company. So I had to then learn a lot about advertising, marketing, and obviously that's where you guys came into it, and step back a bit from doing the work and build all the things up around it to create what made more, you know, lead gen and everything like that. And not just turning up and training people who were there, but running it like a proper business.
Yeah, it's excellent. And you also hit the point where you were at capacity, and then you started to venture down the idea of, like, okay, building a team. So, but talk a little bit about what you experienced during that first phase, because it's when it's new for all of us, if you get in that part where you go, I want to hire team members. What was your experience and what did you learn from that, I guess, first round of hiring PTs underneath you?
Yeah, look, that was nerve-wracking. I've always been the kind of person to do everything myself. So learning to trust people with my baby, I guess, would be the way to put it. Were they going to perform as good as what I perform, and all the usual things that you think about. And then you sort of just got to go, well, fuck it, and let it go and see how they go. And just manage them along the way, you know. Mm. So with that kind of scheme, I built myself up to capacity, hired 2 to 3 members to work underneath me. And we built them up just on that same thing pretty well, like just letting them find their way. You don't want to sort of clone yourself, I reckon. The big thing is you want to let people be themselves and then just sort of mould them into your way of beliefs and stuff like that.
Challenges though with that first lot of team members that you brought on? Because like, this stuff's important, right? Anyone who's thinking about it, considering it, you know, there is, you can learn it in theory, but you still got to go through it. And it, again, always say business is the best personal development program on the planet, because you're going to be faced with stuff that you haven't experienced before, and you've got to change and grow and adapt. So what were some of the things that you experienced? I guess it's like advice to others, but yeah, what did you experience?
Learning how to deal with humans is tough work. I'm not going to go too much into it.
Managing but like, people.
Managing people.
Different personalities, yep.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing for me was not just I had to not just organise my day, I had to organise everyone else's days and everyone else's routines and make sure they were booked in. And you, then you sort of, you're adding that pressure on yourself too, where you've got their livelihood in your hands as well. So, you know, if you drop the ball, if you have a couple of lazy days, well, then it's going to reflect on them, isn't it? Because they're not going to be able to get as many people as that. So, like, yeah, so a lot of pressure. I found a bit of pressure on myself, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And but then it just sort of smoothed it out. But there's a few things there, discrepancies within the team and discrepancies around the place. And, yeah, it's not as smooth as you think it's going to be, but it's a real educational thing, I reckon, the way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a great lesson in personal growth. And Big DD, I can remember a convo me and you had. It would have been sort of late-ish 2020, and this is when you're on the cusp of growing the team. And at that stage, your rates were on the way up, and they might have been around about the $60 mark. And as we were figuring out, okay, got to take on a team member, we're going to need to hire them out at a certain fee, call it $60 for this to be profitable. I remember having the chat with you going, well, that means that you're probably going to need to be up around, you know, $80 a session.
Yeah.
Can you remember what you said at that point in time? What was going on in your head?
Mate, that sounded like a lot to me. And I'll never forget the first time I tried to tell her, my first client, that yeah, I'm like $80. It came out like, yeah, so look, you know, we've gone through this, and at the moment I'm charging.
It was worth as much.
And they're like, what was that? I was like, about $80. But as it grew, you know, like, I got more confident with it. But the first time to hear someone actually say, right, this is what you're going to charge, like, yeah, scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. And I also believe, looking back on it, being the observer from the outside in, this is back to your values in terms of, like, you're just so passionate about wanting to help people, and, you know, you're really entrenched in ongoing technical development. It's like, I just want to give to people. And so it's that, I guess, for a lot of people, it's the lesson is going, okay, cool, can I now actually, you know, put a price and believe in it? Because the first sell's got to be on yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Got to look yourself in the mirror, regardless of the price. Am I worth this $80, the $90, or whatever it's going to be?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Mm. Yeah. But it's pretty daunting the first time you do it.
And it can keep going, you know, it can keep, you know, then it's 80, then it's, you know, to the next level. And, you know, for most people, it's the, you know, if we're getting deep, a bit deeper here, the fear of rejection, right? So yeah. I've now said, this is what I want to get paid. There is a chance that someone says no. And the reality is that you can take that personally, right? So we're fond of saying that it's about getting good at selling a solution to someone's problem, and you can leave yourself out of the equation of it. But most people, it's like, it's funny to see it, right? We've all been through it. It's like, we go, I'm 80, and you see someone go, fucking 80.
Yeah.
And you go, well, where do you feel comfortable? Oh, 70. And they go, we'll meet you halfway, 75. And it is really a fascinating experiment, isn't it, when you do that?
And the thing you're thinking about too is everyone's going to keep saying no, and your business is going to be bust, you know, and you're like, And there was even times there when I tried to do it, like, oh, no, I didn't mean 80. I meant 60, you know. But you guys gave me the confidence then to follow through with it, you know. And once the first one was done, the third one was done, it was just like, all right, well, this is what we're doing now, you know, and here we are.
Yeah. And you guys were talking about, I guess the first time round of building the team. So, Dee, you want to explain a bit about, like, first and what the next stage of the journey was like for you?
Yeah, so we built the team and things were going pretty good. And then I guess with events beyond my control, my wife has a brain tumour. I don't talk much about that. But so I pretty well had to pack shop up and look after her.
Mm.
So we had everything up and running, and then we had to close it down. And away we went. We were still working with you guys. Mm. And I was pretty lost. I didn't really know what to do.
Mm.
And then we came up with the idea of, let's go online. And I thought, oh, fuck, I don't know. And I don't know much about these computers. But at that time, I was doing my programs on, like, Word, Workspace or whatever it is. You know, Microsoft Word.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so we had a go at it and had a look around what was the offer. And we found Trainerize. And I contacted the people who I was training face-to-face. And I said, look, I can't do face-to-face at the moment, but I can go online with you and we can do some programming. And yeah, boom, it took off, and people were happy with that. So I had to be with my wife and look after her. So my only option was to stay at home and do the online programming and to continue to grow that way.
There's a couple of parts of that I really like. I think it's important to point out. Number one, you know, we hear people get stuck on, oh, what's the best thing to use? What's the best technology? And, you know, they fuck around for ages trying to find the right app, and this app doesn't do this and it doesn't do that. And in the meantime, they're just stopping their progress, right? Where you were going, yeah, I was using WordPress or something along those lines to start with. Then you just went, well, I just need something a little bit more sophisticated, something that can, you know, cater and be more efficient. You found Trainerize, you liked it, and you got underway. Then you went to your clients and said, look, there's an opportunity available to do it online. Now, again, big fella, don't we see people dilly-dallying around?
Yep.
You know, oh, I'm not sure they'll like it, I'm not sure if they'll do it. All these not sure, which just puts blocks in front of people even starting before they find out if that's going to be the case or not. So, you know, what I like is that you just did it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, is there always going to be a better system? Probably.
Yeah.
Can you always improve? Yeah.
Mm.
But you got to start.
Yeah. And I think that's, like you say, that's where people go wrong. Like, just get out there and do it. Like, the online's not that scary, honestly. Yeah. I don't believe so. Just put some programs out and talk to some people and it'll kick from there, you know.
The thing is, it's where people go wrong with it, I believe, is that they think it's something magically different. Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day, if you understand the concept that online or face-to-face, you're there to provide a solution to someone's problem.
Yep. Mm.
Then that's it. You know, there'll be people that you just want to train with someone in person. Well, they're not your clients.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of people, like, I use your service, right? So
yep.
I don't necessarily need, not
Hence
that it,
the guns.
That's right, baby.
Here's what I've created earlier, you know.
So I was 185 kilos of ringing fat slob, you know, 2 weeks ago. But I don't necessarily need to train the trainer. I'm a busy father. I've got, you know, a business to run, all the rest of it. And so I wanted the program catered for me, you know. Again, would I train with you? Yeah, absolutely. But do I need to? No. So there's the ideal client for you, right?
Yep.
It's a perfect, but again, it's solving a problem. What mine is like, I don't want to do my own programming. I'm time, you know, I've got a little time that I've spent otherwise. It's like, it solves the problem for me. With, like, don't have to think about it. Yeah. And I can get the results that I want.
Yep. Yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
And Didi, you mentioned the word feeling a bit lost there. So you went from 64 odd face-to-face sessions and then you suddenly, that went down to basically zero. And how was that period obviously transitioning into like the online and so forth? How did you go through that time?
Yeah, look, that was a bit of a mental battle. For me, I'd been busy my whole life. Everything I've ever done, I've always gone flat biscuit, you know. Like if I start off as a labourer, I'm going to end up running that thing. That's how I've always been. And that's why it was nice. It was normal to me to do for 64 sessions and to do that, you know. And but yeah, when I had to step back, obviously I had a lot of free time. And so I went and done some courses and stuff, and mainly some program design courses because, well, that's what you're going to do online. And, yeah, the mental struggle was just going from 64 people, I guess, to, like, five and thinking to yourself, oh, fuck, you know, like I've got to rebuild again. And that, I don't know, when you got to start again and rebuild, that's pretty well a pretty – it's a tough test of your character, I would say. I was fortunate enough I had you guys to reach out to and talk to. About it, like there's a lot of mental struggle there, I reckon. But then as things started to gradually chip along, like people were like, hey, this online stuff's good, and then their referrals went out, and then I started to advertise, and yeah, we ended up growing up to, I think at that stage I had 30 online clients there. So that was good enough for me. I was enjoying it. Kept me busy.
Yeah, I think at one stage you even got beyond that.
Yeah.
30, you might have been at 60 online or something with your different offers you had. But yeah.
I'm pretty modest. I forget about numbers.
I only know because I got a testimonial from you and I use it quite a bit. And I think the exact number would have been 64 online clients again, or 60 at least.
60 at least, yeah, right up there in the end there, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And I remember us, you know, connecting quite regularly during that time frame and checking in. And, you know, then there was that period of time where things looking, turning a corner, and you decided you want to go back into the gym.
Yeah, so that was fucking great. So I had the opportunity then to get back in the gym, and I didn't quit the online. I then created what people call now the hybrid system,
yep.
I guess.
Yep.
So the online clients I had, I said to them, hey, look, I'm coming back to the gym. Let's get some face-to-face going. And then I was doing face-to-face and online programming and got really busy at that. And then I had to hire some more people to work for me again and pretty well just rebuilt the business up again. And now we have four people working for us and over 120 clients. So,
yeah
it's boom.
Yeah. And you know, what one thing is there was a lot of stuff you learnt from the first time of hiring team members. And when you are hiring people, I mean, a lot of it does boil down to you. Yeah. And when I say you, just in general, okay, so when you're looking at hiring people, there is a lot to learn, and that's one of the things that we've specialised in helping people is grow teams and grow an actual business. But then there's a procedure and a way you do it. But still, you've got to learn a lot about the type of client you're going to hire. You know, you're talking about before, like the pressure and feeling like you're responsible for it. We probably have a different take on that. Hey, mate, due to experience, did we have it ourselves? Yep. But then you learn a lot about, you know, again, you know, how to hire somebody, the right team members, and that's what you've done this time. So, again, what I love is the fact is that you learnt a lot from that first experience with hiring people.
Yeah.
Those that you would cut loose a lot quicker if you had the time again. That's just business, right?
That's right, yeah.
You hear the expression, hire slowly, fire quickly.
Yeah.
Where, again, because of your good nature and your ability to see the best in others, you know, there were some people that probably, you know, stayed around a little bit longer, and you to your credit, you were actually doing the work to cover really them.
Yeah.
Yep. But the part I love the most is that you've grown into a leader with the right attributes to now, you know, get the business to where it is now. And that's a real testament. And sometimes you just got to go through it.
Yeah.
As much as someone can guide you and say, like, you know, really, it's, again, it's going to test your character, your beliefs, your everything about it to go, well, okay, well, as it sits here right now, that version of Jason, that's probably not the person who's going to lead this company to be $500 million. So I've got to grow into that person who can. Yeah. And that's what you've done.
Yeah, if old me could talk to new me now, it'd be a fucking good conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, on that note, what would you say?
Don't be so soft. I think the biggest thing I took away from, if it doesn't fit your module, if it doesn't fit where you want to go, if people aren't with you, then they got to go. Like,
yeah.
I was always under the belief that not many people are going to want to. Why would they want to work for me when they could go do it themselves?
Mm. Yeah.
And that was, I think a lot of people think that when they start to think about hiring people.
Mm.
But then when you get the right team of people, yeah, it's the last thing you think about. Like, if everything's working, if everything's going the way that you want it to go, if they're keen to follow your vision and they're good enough that they'll stand beside you, then yeah, that's when that's a big difference. You know, like, I've got a great team at the moment. I can't speak highly enough of how hard they work for me and the team and the company and everything like that. Like, yeah, really good.
Yeah.
It's a great point you make. And for many people, before they hire, make their first hire, especially in this game, hiring a trainer to work under you, whether that's in your face-to-face business or in your online business, that can be the first statement. Why would they want to do it for me when they could go and do it underneath somebody else? And for anybody listening to this, it's such a powerful point to tune into, because there are literally thousands of great coaches and trainers out there who literally don't want to run their own business. They don't want to pay a gym rent. They don't want to do the branding, the marketing. They want to do is they want to turn up and do a great job underneath the guidance of a successful company and be part of something bigger than themselves. So that you've got to keep tuning back into that and to go, yep, what we've got to now do is find the right people that fit that criteria.
Yeah, correct. I mean, and the times have changed, right? Like, that's in the industry now. Back when we started, you could get a job as a gym instructor, but now that's not really an option. So there are people who go, I want to be a coach and help people. I never had my mind set on running my own business, but there's no other option.
Yep.
Unless I'm going to go and work for someone who's really created a really good culture, a really good brand, and they want to run the business and I want to be a part of that, because you stand for something and you're making a difference. So we see it all the time. And it's one of the things that I'm most proud about is, again, having people such as yourself. When we, you know, met you, $30 for, you know, 30 minutes. But you had the passion and desire to want to build the business and help more people, to now become a leader where you have provided opportunities for those trainers who don't want to run their own business.
Yeah.
And if you wouldn't have done that work on yourself, both personally and professionally, these people wouldn't have a role.
Yeah. Yep.
And you wouldn't be able to help more people. So over the 100 clients you've got, they wouldn't be in the scene. So that's the reality of when people do want to step up and make a bigger difference out there. Not everyone's going to do it. You did. And then there's people going, please, I would love to work from you because of the experience you've got, the knowledge, what, you know, again, what you've built. I want to be a part of something bigger than just that, than myself. So...
Mm. And what took you through that journey? Well, one of the first questions we ask people before we work with them is, are you coachable? You know, are you open to ideas, suggestions, growth? And you pretty much, you know, epitomize that word, DD. You know, you're always open, always receptive, and have always been along that whole journey.
Yeah. There's not a session that we do. Like, we just did our coaching session before this. Is like, you come prepared, you turn up, you bring out the best in me as a coach, your action stuff that needs to be done. And we're sitting at the stats, you know, looking at all the stats and figures now. You know, the goal was to have 20 new sessions for this month. You're already at 12. You know, then we straight into, okay, what are we going to do to get those additional 8, you know, action tasks straight away? And, you know, as a result, your profit now is at what? What's your profit?
Over 4K a week now.
Yeah, so 4K profit, that's not income, just to be clear. That's profit after everything is said and done, paid. The whole bit. So it's incredible. And that time frame from when you decided to kick back off, when was it? It was only...
Not that long ago.
Only end of last year, really.
Yeah, October.
October. So you go October to now,
yep,
when you made that decision coming back and, you know, going for it, that's been the result. You did all the work previously to that, so...
I had a bit of a blueprint, but like, yeah.
And the other part, you had a great community, right? You had a great following, and it just goes to show you the power of having that following, the database, the right people around you who know you, they like you, they trust you.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly, yeah. Because all it was just reaching out to people and saying, hey, I'm back. And everyone was happy, you know. And it's funny when you bring up the passion, like when I do think back to the 30 minutes, for $30, I was like, yeah, but I just love what I was doing and I didn't even really think about it.
Yeah.
Like, it was great. And now to be able to help heaps more people, it's freaking awesome, you know. And we're just getting started.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, really from when you met us to now, it's still really early days.
Yeah.
And look what you've achieved, you know. So, but I like that, you know, I love saying do the work, get rewarded. So you were doing the work and now you're getting rewarded.
Yep.
Where most people, they don't want to do the work and they want to get rewarded.
Yeah,
and they wonder why they don't make it, or they drop out, or they get impatient. You know, I've been doing this stuff for 6 months. I'm still, you know, like, again, I always say, if you had to make a movie of what you've been through to get here, most people would opt out. They go, "Nah, it's all right, I won't."
Oh yeah,
we started with, you know, you're making four grand profit. People hear that and go, "Oh, how'd you do it?" You know, but they don't see, they haven't seen what it's taken you behind closed doors to get here. You know what I mean? So. That's why, again, you got to have the resilience, you know, dedication, commitment, you know, persistence, all that stuff to get where you are.
Yeah.
A real credit to yourself. Yeah.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah.
So, brother, where's the future hold? You said we're just getting started. Where are we going with this thing?
So the Cave Gym's doing some renovations and that, pretty well doubling in size.
Yeah.
So I look at my business now and I'm like, well, I'm going to double in size with it. Like, we ain't going anywhere. We love it there.
Yeah.
And, it's got plenty of opportunity for growth. So I'll be looking at hiring another 6 or 7 more trainers and just continuing where we're going. And I still love having my hands on deck. So I enjoy training my people. I love that. And I'll never step fully away, you know, like I love being there. So, but with more people working for me, it gives me more free time to work on the business, which then creates better business. So, yeah.
Phenomenal. And mate, on the side note, you don't mind throwing around a bit of tin too. So you got some lifting stats we'd love to hear, because we know how much of a massive self-promoter he is. Hey, can't stop talking about himself, can he? You know,
he loves that.
Come on, bench press weight. What's your bench press?
Well, we did just bench 210 at the last comp.
I said bench press, not squat. your bench press, Jesus Christ.
Deadlift.
How much? 210.
210, yeah.
So Jesus Christ.
That makes us number 9 in Australia for bench press now in my age bracket. So
yeah. When you say us, does that mean that you qualify as two humans because you're so huge?
it's left and right, you know.
Mate, that's so cool. You do all this just, again, out of your love affair with it all, hey?
Yeah. I love the gym. I love the industry. Like, I've done 8 bodybuilding shows. I enjoyed bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And I've always been a heavy lifting bodybuilder. I've never been much into the whole pump style. I was always lifting heavy.
Mm.
And then I thought I'll have a crack at this powerlifting stuff and did a couple of novice comps at the Cave. And then I did my first sanctioned comp and, ended up 9th in Australia for bench press. And
okay.
Yeah, big shout out to my coach, Reaper. Amazing, Mel. Great work. And looking forward to competing in the Nationals in August. So, yeah, I've done 1 comp and we qualified for the Nationals. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Shit.
That's phenomenal, mate. Well done. Whilst all this is going on, personal things happening at home, business building, you know, it's so cool to watch.
How can people follow you? What's on Instagram? Give them a shout out to your Instagram.
My Instagram is TeamDHWB, and that's where you'll see us all doing what we do. And if you want to watch what I lift, it's just Big Dazza PT. And, you'll see what we do.
And you'll see as you follow along too, there's what I love is you'll also – you know, the family side of things, or you're, you know, even though, you know, with your, you know, by choice, your schedule, going for it in business, you know, I saw there was something the other night, it was the family in there training. I don't know what time, it was like 8 o'clock at night or something.
Yeah.
Doing a family workout and, you know, another great message, like, you know, again, I say, it's not like you're carrying, we're so busy, but you go like, you know, got quite the action-packed life, but still making the time to get in there and, you know, doing a family workout.
Yeah.
So what's that like?
I've always got I do it all for my family, really. Yeah. I love it. My son, he works for us as well. Like, he just does a bit of sideline stuff. My 16-year-old, he's doing his work apprenticeship through us.
Yeah.
And we've all, I guess, like, because me and Genevieve have always been into training and stuff, that just reflects through the family. So a good time to hang out is to go to the gym and train. And,
you know,
I might be up at 3 a.m. in the morning doing programming, but I'd rather be up at 3 a.m. in the morning so I can go 6 p.m. to train with the family. Like, yeah, and not miss out on that time. So, yeah, balance, you know.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, so good.
Heard you've also podium once or twice in Call of Duty too, haven't you?
I do play the odd video game, yeah.
That's also a bit of a family affair too, isn't it?
Yeah, we're all gamers. The whole lot of us love gaming. So that's another big thing we do to hang out. And I think as a father, I've learnt to sort of just listen to what your kids do and enjoy and cruise along and do it. And you'd be amazed at the experiences you're going to have. You know, like, yeah, it's good. So video gaming, I've always gamed my whole life, and the kids have video gamed with me, but I mean, yeah, I love it.
Fuck, that's so cool. It's excellent.
Inspiring, man. So, yeah, what's next? what's there to cover off on?
I don't know, mate. I guess the big thing is, like, if you're going to have a crack at the hybrid theory and, you know, do online, just jump in and get it done, have a go. My biggest advice is to get yourself some good business coaches and, like...
He's not silly, is he, this guy?
I know where my bread's buttered. And, like, and don't go it alone. Like, we're coaches ourselves, and one thing I say to people is it's good you seek out some professional help to start your fitness journey. It's no different to business. Like, you might be an amazing coach, but I tell you now, like, business is so different. And when you've got guidelines on where to go, and a good set course and everything like that, it makes it easy. Just get a coach, hit these guys up. I'm telling you, I went from not knowing my worth to knowing my worth, you know, and that's one of the biggest things I love.
Yeah, and I'd say also, like, your documentary, it's coming out next year.
Just a quick plug.
You're now getting into the stats, the figures, and we're getting into that, I guess, those one percenters that really make a difference in terms of, like, even our meeting now. You know, there was plenty of stats to go by about, right, what are we going to focus on? Because most things were great.
Yeah.
And we just looked at going, right, the one thing that we can look at improving is your lead gen and increasing that even more. So while it was great, it was good. We're like, okay, well, that's, if we can get an increase in that, because your sales conversion was out of the park, it was exceptional. We just go, right, if we can now increase that part of the business, given your sales conversion rate, then it's going to, you know, dramatically increase you to get that next level quicker. So again, all the statistics that you've now got, you know, got onto is making a big difference now to go to that next level.
Yeah.
The other thing you were talking to me about, you know, I think it would be good for you to share it here, is that you said anyone who's looking at going online and they're doing the face-to-face at the moment, you gave me some advice out there about, you know, what your experience has been anyway, and I guess a tip or a recommendation that, okay, look, I'm face-to-face, wouldn't mind going online and doing the hybrid. Just explain what you told me out there.
I think the best tip is the people you're currently training is start doing their programming on your new online platform that you've got going, and they'll see how good you are at doing programming online, and then ask for the referrals and say to people, like, look, I do this as well. If you know anyone who might be interested in doing online, let them know that now we are doing online. Like, I mightn't have time to do the face-to-face, but I can offer the online. And it's a simple, quick way to, if you're training 20 people, there's 20 people online straight away with your programming, and they can see how good you are at it.
Yeah, I love that. It's simple but effective, right? And that's what you did, and that's how it grew.
Yeah.
Because again, if, like, I'm training Brad and he's getting great results, but might not live in the same suburb or area or whatever, you go, how are you doing it? You go, well, I'm using Big Darren, his service. But, you know, the best thing is that he's got online, so he can guarantee the results, you know, to be with him in person. That's, they're really doing your promotion for you. So,
yeah,
it's a great way to do it.
Yeah, it's a real good kickstart, really.
Again, it's so fascinating. Like, this is why I love having other people other than us talk about it, because, again, we see it, like, people just overcomplicate it in their mind, and they think it's such this, you know, big beast. And while, you know, hey, you've got to work at any business, online or offline, the simplicity of that is really what I love. It's so cool.
So good, so good. Well, I guess that brings us to a conclusion to wrap it up, mate. Big DD, from our perspective, like, it's been just such an absolute pleasure having you as part of our community. So inspiring, but just to watch your journey and everything you've achieved and done, and the people that you're impacting is just huge. So, mate, from our perspective, a massive congratulations.
Yeah, second that. If you're watching this video, make sure on YouTube you like, subscribe even, with the first day on your lips. Easy for me to say. if you're watching on Spotify, again, get this out there, you know, share it, whole bit. It really does make a difference for others. And if you're looking to get help in your fitness business, make sure to reach out. You can do that by going to our website, trainer-hq.com. Reach out through Instagram and we'd love to start a conversation with you.
Absolutely. Take Big DD's advice.
Otherwise, he's coming around to see you.
Congrats, Mr. DD.
Yeah, well done,
thanks,
mate.
Brother.
All right. Thank you.